from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
A lot to talk about after the Eagles fell to the Patriots Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field, 17-10. The voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, is back with me for another conversation. Merrill, good morning. At Doug's day after press conference yesterday afternoon, he gave some update on some of the injured players. What did you take from what Doug told the media?
Well, nothing really definitive at this point. We'll know more when the players actually get on the field for practice tomorrow. But he did say that Alshon Jeffrey and Jordan Howard were both doing well, but their state of readiness for this week against Seattle remains to be seen. Other guys, we haven't seen Nigel Bradham in a while. Although I'll tell you something, the Eagles got a great performance the other day out of Kamu Grugier-Hill. I thought he was all over the field, just played exceptional football.
Yeah, no, he was great, and he would have been one of the stars of the game if they won the game. Now, he also gave an update on Lane Johnson. Lane is in concussion protocol. As of yesterday afternoon, Doug said he was in stage 1 of 5 of the concussion protocol. So that is obviously not a good sign for Sunday's game against Seattle, which is another huge game and really one the Eagles kind of have to win, because you were hoping that they would split either the, you know, they would split this Patriots-Seahawks dynamic here. So if Lane isn't able to go, in all likelihood, Andre Dillard will probably be the right tackle. He's been getting reps at left tackle, but if Lane can't go and they know he can't go, then Dillard will start getting reps at right. Who do you like better out there filling in for Lane, the rookie or Big V?
I don't know. The Eagles have gotten some good performances in the past from Vitae, especially in the Super Bowl, going back to the fact that he was playing on that day. But we'll see. Then he was playing left tackle, of course. Mm-hmm. But we'll see what the situation is as we get closer and closer to game time. I've seen players in concussion in stage one on a Monday, and they're ready for the game. And other times I've seen players go into concussion protocol, and then you don't see them for 3 or 4 weeks. So it's very iffy right now.
It is a case-by-case basis. And Merrill, this game is huge, right? They really can't afford to. I mean, it's not only the fact that they're already gaming behind the Cowboys again, but it's also another NFC game, and that can factor into tiebreakers in the end.
Yeah, it's a big game. You felt that if they split the two first games back from the bye, the Patriots and the Seahawks, they'd be in pretty good shape. However, it's not the kind of game where you're going to write off the season, because, again, you're in a position where they have 5 wins and they will have 5 more games after this one. So it's not, and the Cowboys have a very, very tough schedule. So I don't like to get into the do or die situation this early, but to say it's important is certainly accurate.
He's on the back page of the paper this morning, Merrill, and he's there for a reason, because he is probably the hottest topic, and a quarterback usually is, coming off of a win or a loss. Carson Wentz and his play, you have two sides to the argument. You have, he's not playing like 2017 Carson, who could have been very well should have been the MVP if he didn't get injured. And then the other side of the argument is, well, how can you blame him for not playing well? He's got no playmakers around him. What do you make of Carson Wentz's play so far through 10 games?
I think he's been okay. I don't think he's been at his best. I think there are things, Doug said it yesterday, he said there are things that Carson would like to have done better on Sunday. But he's had his big moments. I'm certainly glad when you look around all the quarterbacks in the National Football League, you have to be happy that the Eagles have their future. He's a very talented football player. He's in a good frame of mind. He does need more weapons to be at his absolute best. But hopefully he'll pick it up this week a little bit. But he certainly had his high points, too. We saw what he did in terrible conditions in Buffalo. I thought he was pretty strong against the Bears. But again, on Sunday, he did not have his best day, and he was also playing against one of the best defenses in the National Football League. I am certainly not down on Carson Wentz.
Do you think, Merrill, and I'm kind of summarizing the way Doug described it. Doug described it in a way yesterday that basically said Carson was trying to do too much, maybe pressing a little bit, and not just letting the flow of the game come to him. Do you agree with that sort of assessment?
Well, there's no doubt that athletes in critical situations sometimes do press, do try to be too fine with the ball. Carson's at his best when he just goes down, identifies a target, and lets it rip. It's like a baseball pitcher in a tight situation where he starts trying to aim the baseball instead of just going back and firing it at a corner in the strike zone. So it's more of a fact where if Carson just plays naturally and doesn't press, he's going to have better results. But that's very, very easy to say and not as easy to do.
Fair enough. Correct. I got one more for you. I really think that the Eagles' depth is at a point where it's just, I'm not to sugarcoat it, just awful. You have at this point, they have gone to two players, and obviously Jay Ajayi didn't play on Sunday, but they have picked up two players in Jordan Matthews and Jay Ajayi, both former Eagles, who have barely played this year, and they picked them up. Jordan got picked up at wide receiver because Deshaun's out, and Jay Ajayi got picked up at running back because of the situation with Darren Sproles and Jordan Howard last week. How difficult is it for a team when they have to start going to the free agent market of guys who really haven't played at all this season?
Well, look what they did last year. They lost a bunch of corners. They were bringing all kinds of people in and out. That happens, and in a salary cap league, it's difficult for any team to have a great deal of depth in most positions. But look, you know that Jordan Matthews can play. He takes a while to acclimate himself, and I know that Jay Ajayi is an explosive running back, so he needs perhaps a week to get into football shape, but I think he's going to help when he gets back into action.
Well, the Eagles definitely need some depth at the running back position. They went away from it in the second half because of what the Patriots were doing, and Doug noticed some other things as well. Well, Merrill, it's another big week. We'll preview the Seahawks-Eagles matchup every day leading up to it. They, like you said, it's not a must-win situation, but it would certainly help them if they split these two games. I appreciate the time and the insight as always. We will chat tomorrow morning.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.